Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 25th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. We continue to learn about the mitzvah of the arava, the willow branch, which they used in the Beis HaMikdash. K'maseh b'chol, the way they used the arava during the week, kach maseh b'Shabbos, that's what they would do on Shabbos as well. That means, if the seventh day of Sukkah, so the seventh day of this arava was on a Shabbos, then that would be Doich the Shabbos. You could do this ceremony on Shabbos as well. With an exception. Ella. Shehoyu malakdinoison. They would collect the willow branches, Mer of Shabbos. They would pick them off the tree, they'd take them off from Friday, bring them to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos. Umanichimoison begigois shalzav. And they would place them in golden bowls that were full of water. In order they should not get all dried out. The next day on Shabbos, they would take them out of the bowls and stand them, erect them high up on them, against the walls of the Mizbeach, and then they would come and take their take them as they would do every day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omar, Chariyos shel Dekel Hoymevin. He says, no, it wasn't the willow branches that they took; it was big date palm branches from the date tree. How does Rabbi Yochanan Nokar know that? Some say because it says in the Pasuk, Kapos Tamarim, you shall take date palms. And it says Kapos. We read it as Kapos plural. Why Kapos plural? One for the Lulav, or one for the Mizbeach. The Chacham, whoever else, learn that even though it says we read it as Kapos, we follow the way it's written. It's written without a Vav. So it can be read as kapas. So it's one palm branch we take, and that's only in the lulav. Some say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broki doesn't learn it from the pasuk, but he learns it out of svara. He learns it as a logical thing. He says, why take the tamar? Why take the palm branch? The palm branch has one heart. Heart of palm. It's got one heart. And that resembles the yidden. They only have one heart for Hashem, for the Yibishtah. Then, v'chovti noisan, says Rabbi Yochanan Broki, they would take these date palms and smash them on the ground, bakarka, b'tzidei mizbeach, next door on the sides on the mizbeach. Va'oisa hayom, and that day, the seventh day of Sukkot, nikra yom chibut chariyos, would be known as the day of bashing the date palms, rather than the day of the arava, says Rabbi Yochanan Broki. He says it was date palms. Now, there's a machlokas how to learn this machlokas. Rashi and Bartanura learn that Rabbi Yochanan Broka is arguing with the Chachamim, not just on the seventh day of Sukkot, but all the days of Sukkot. He says there was no arava that was standing up next to Mizbech. It was all date palm branches. According to the other Mefroshim, like Tosfos, others learn differently, and they say that Rabbi Yochanan Broka is only arguing on the seventh day. On the seventh day of Sukkot, Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that in addition to the aravas, the willow branches, they also put up these tall chariyos. They put up these tall date palms. Either way, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that it was actually willow branches that they used. Mishnah Zayin. Miyad, immediately after they left the Mizbeach, on the seventh day of Sukkot, and they've finished now the mitzvah of lulav and the arava. Hatinokos shomtin es lulavim. Little kids would come along and take out and undo their lulavim from their rings or from their bind. And some of Hashemlin, they would throw the lulavim from their hands. Ve'oichlin esrogein. And they would eat their esrogim. They're finished. Not eating. They're not using the esrogim anymore. But adults should not eat the esrogim the entire day. Why? Because since that day of Sukkot, it was reserved for the mitzvah, it becomes reserved the whole day, not just part of a day. That's one way of learning the Mishnah. There's another way of learning the Mishnah as follows. The word miyad, we translated it first as immediately, but miyad could also mean from the hand. And according to this pshat, miyad hatinoikis, from the hands of the little children, shomtin slovei, and the adults would pull away the lulavin, and they would take it away from the kids, and they would eat the srogim as well. They would eat the srogim of the kids. They would chop it. Aye, that's called stealing. Gazel. The answer is it was not considered gazel. It was considered all right. That's what they used to do. It was part of the joys of the festival. People be helping the kids asrogim and the lulavim. And Rashi also explains there that as far as being muktzah, well, since the esrogim were taken from the children, and the children's mitzvah is not a proper mitzvah gemura, it's only for chinuch, for education, so therefore the adults could take those esrogim and even eat it on that day. Their own esrogim they could not use, because once it's set aside for the mitzvah, it's set aside for the whole day. You can't divide half of the seventh day and say, here it's mura, it's not. But for the children's mitzvah is not considered mitzvah gemura. It's not a fully fledged mitzvah, it's only for chinuch. So therefore the adults were allowed to take their lulavim, their esrogim, and eat it even on that day, on the seventh day of Sukkot.